from the gold rush of the 19th century to today's tech explosion, Seattle's always been a boom town. And that growth and expansion brings change, which means it also brings loss. Jamie Garbacek is trying to collect and preserve the stories of some of Seattle's disappearing places before the memories fade away. She's calling the project The Ghosts of Seattle Past.
I had breakfast with 30 elderly black men that went to Garfield High School who wanted to tell me all about what it was like at the first prom where there were interracial couples, at the first, you know, how the forced busing had completely changed the integration of their schools, of their friendships, and how that changed the black and white divide. And they were talking about a central district that I had been living in and that I had not seen, you know. And the more I talked to them, the more I understood that this just keeps happening over and over again. But by giving people a forum, this anthology, it raises people's voices that might not otherwise have the opportunity to speak to what's disappeared that was important to them, some places that were really crucial to them personally.
So you have this project, a kind of tribute, a commemoration of what's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the feeling around that? Is it grief? Is it anger? Is it nostalgia?
I definitely think that it's all of those things, but my hope is that it's celebratory.
Celebratory.
Yeah. In fact, we threw an Irish wake for Lost Seattle Places on St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, an Irish wake is like a ruckus party, right? Instead of the dry, like drab mourning that you see at more traditional Western funeral.
So grief and celebration?
Yeah. Nostalgia is definitely a big part of it. You know, you mentioned that word before, and I think that's a key word. I think nostalgia is really productive.
Why is that?
You know, you have this sense that some place has to be really unique for it to have mattered that it disappeared, but it's not that. It's just wherever you spent a specific period of your life, like something that was really pivotal for you, and you've latched onto it, and when it disappears, it takes part of you with it. And I guess nostalgia gets this really bad rap in a city that's so dedicated to progress. But the thing about nostalgia is that it helps us remember, like, who we were, what a place is about, why we identified with here. And I think it contextualizes what matters about our city to us.
So you're not trying to stop change. This Ghosts of Seattle project is not about stopping development.
Not about stopping.
Why not? Why isn't this a keep things the way they are movement?
I think it's inevitable. I think change is inevitable. It wasn't a political protest. And that's not to say that, you know, I don't take issue with certain kinds of development, but I think I'd rather inform developers what mattered to Seattleites and have them take that into account going forward. I'm not trying to stop the halt of a growing city, but I don't want Seattle to suddenly be comprised of one demographic or for people to not at least realize what was there before.
Is there a danger in focusing on what's lost and missing what's new and what's just changed?
I don't think there's any dearth of focus on what's new.
We have plenty of that.
Yeah, I don't think that people are having a hard time finding the new great things that are popping up. And in no way am I trying to say that everything that's new is less legitimate or less exciting or less captivating, just that there are many, many populations in Seattle whose places that they gathered, they have stories that should be shared, and I am trying to give them a forum for that.
What have you learned doing this Ghosts of Seattle Past project?
Well, one of the things that kept coming up for me, I think it's very easy to think that your Seattle is a very specific place, or that Seattle is a very specific place, that it has a particular like flavor to it, a smell to it, you know, a certain vibe and energy. And in fact, that's just your little pocket of the universe. And it's really important that we reach outside of that and kind of say like, oh, well, what was important about this space before it was this? You know, like, I miss this record store that disappeared, but before it was a record store, it was a hardware store. Before it was a hardware store, it was a speakeasy jazz club. And all of those places had like tremendous value. And there might be somebody living next door to you that has a lot of feelings about that other version of it. And the more that we start really talking to each other about that, I think we're going to find that we'll become a much more inclusive city, and we can share space and we can share the value of what the space means to us.
Jamie Garbacek curates the Ghosts of Seattle Past project. She wants to know, what Seattle places do you miss? Send your photographs, your drawings, or write a few lines celebrating someplace you've lost. The call for submissions is open until April 30th at seattleghosts.com.